At the Corn Utilization Technology Conference, I'm visiting with Steve Rust with Edenic. And Steve, you're going to be speaking in a session here about new processing technology and products from dry mill. And I think talking about getting more value out of that corn kernel, I guess, what are some of the takeaways you've got for folks attending?
Well, it's that, first of all, the main thing is that cellulosic ethanol is for real now. It's going to happen this year, you know, between what we're doing at Edenic and POET, Abengoa, DuPont. All their plants are coming online now and everything. And we have a piece of equipment that pre-treats the slurry in a corn ethanol plant. And then we add a helper enzyme in it that we co-fermentate cellulose and corn ethanol in the same fermenter.
So basically what you, I know we got a lot of researchers here. There are some corn growers and actually students that are starting to do some work. How technical are you going to get for them in here?
Really, this is going to be more of a conceptual one to have them understand what's coming down the road and everything. Because the thing is that people really need to know that cellulose is for real. You know, we've been around the industry for a while. Oh, cellulose is going to be here 5 to 10. We've heard that for how long now? And now we're
5 to 10.
Yeah, that's right. And now that we're actually have this, and so cellulose is going to be there because this is key right now with, you know, the discussions they've had on the renewable fuel standard. People are saying, well, where's the cellulose at gallons? Well, we need to have them like this. And so we're just one of the players in the market that are going to bring some technology. The nice thing about our technology, it can be used at any dry mill ethanol plant for them to be able to get cellulose at gallons for just a small capital investment.
Yeah, I think that there's just so much work being done that and it's, you know, happening pretty fast. I mean, it doesn't seem like it sometimes. But when you look kind of historically, this technology is moving pretty quick.
It really is. The problem is we're faced with the problem that a lot of people face with of overselling and under-delivering. You know, we said cellulose is going to be here, it's going to be here. Well, the problem was is we were probably being a little too aggressive in what we were saying then and everything. And so I think it's kind of come back to haunt us. But now it's for real, and that's the basic message that I want to have is to everyone here is that, you know, we are going to be able to hit these cellulosic gallons moving forward now. And I think, like you said, it's just going to speed up faster and faster now because everybody's right on the cusp.
Who are the customers for Edenic?
Well, pretty much any ethanol plant out there that has it, you know, because our piece of equipment is a piece of equipment where we pre-treat the slurry to help liberate some additional starch. And then at the same time, we shear the fiber. And with an additional enzyme that we add in, a cellulase enzyme, we're able to go after that and convert that to cellulosic gallons.
Well, thanks for taking a moment to visit with me here. Steve Rust, one of the presenters at this year's CUTC. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.